Let's bring the political commentator Newton Emerson into this as well this morning. So, Newton, this is what we as a programme are choosing to focus on because, you know, both sides cannot be right. The Irish government saying it didn't happen, Arlene Foster saying the British negotiators told her it happened.
Well, I think there's one conspiracy theory we need to knock on the head straight away. It's completely implausible that the British government colluded in its own humiliation on Monday. I mean, you might speculate that there are plots afoot within the Conservative Party from the backbenches, but the idea that May and her close cabinet, had any hand in ridiculing her on Monday and weakening the British negotiating position in trade just to help the DUP gloss over a few points in a deal is paranoid nonsense and really shouldn't be indulged at all. The obvious suspicion here is that the DUP needed a bad guy for what went wrong on Monday, and rather than pick on its own Westminster partner, even its Sinn Féin hoped for a partner at Stormont or the EU, it picked on Dublin because that's an easy dog to kick in front of its own visitors. I think it's also important to go back and look at...
Well, Arlene Foster has told us that the British negotiators told her this, and we have no evidence...
Well, you've mentioned that. But I think it's very important to go back and look at the genesis of the row on Monday morning when someone in Brussels, an EU source, told an RTE journalist that this deal promised no regulatory divergence on the entire island of Ireland over everything from customs market and customs union and single market rules. The RTE tweeted that. And the DUP had an immediate meltdown, unsurprisingly, because that would effectively amount to full customs union, EU membership, single market membership, and a sea border. And within 4 minutes, RTE had retracted that and corrected it to say that it was regulatory convergence only related to North-South cooperation and protecting the Good Friday Agreement. But by that point, it seems that the damage was done. Now, last Friday, the DUP was being very careful to talk out continued EU membership, but not ruling out regulatory divergence or convergence after the Times reported it. And yesterday, Nigel Dodd stood outside the Houses of Parliament and said, we already have regulatory convergence on the energy market, on agriculture. Those are the only things that are mentioned in the EU deal. So this is simply a misunderstanding that the DUP is now playing to see how much it can get. Can it get more concessions on the deal? Can it get perhaps more money to implement the deal, or will still be some admin costs? It's just classic Stormont negotiating hardball, and everyone is running around like headless chickens over a matter that has already been put to bed. If the DUP was planning to mount a distraction by picking on the Irish government, it couldn't have worked out better for them.
George? George, are you still there?
You, yes.
Go ahead.
Emerson, I think that's the first time I fully, wholeheartedly ever agreed with you. I think your analysis of that is absolutely spot on. This is something that has gone on within the British establishment, and the DUP needed someone to kick. And they were never going to do it internally. It could well be the extreme Brexiteers element within the British establishment that misfed the DUP.
It's cock up. It was a badly worded tweet, a misunderstanding by EU officials about what the deal exactly represented, and the DUP, which is very nervous, obviously, about what it has to go through over the next couple of weeks, has simply played it as hard as it can.
Newton, thank you very much indeed. George, thank you.